Hi, folks. Crazy Dougie Wilson with you here. And, you know, this is rather unprecedented because normally the young lady that we would be talking to, we would be talking to at rain day. But because of the pandemic, a lot of things have had to change. Towards that end, we have invited Miss Rain Day 2020 to join us in the studio for this recorded interview. Please welcome to the airwaves Miss Rain Day 2020, Allison Blair.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Now, for those who may not know, this was not your first attempt with the pageant. In fact, this was... How many times had you done it before?
I've done it twice before, so this was my third time, so I guess the third time is a charm.
There you go. So, the first thing I want to know is, what was the first thing that went through your mind when you heard them announce your name?
I was actually very shocked, and then I was very excited because I've always dreamed of being Miss Rain Day, and my granny Holly actually used to make me pretend Miss Rain Day sashes and let me dream of being a princess all day, so it was very amazing.
So now it's not a dream. You really are a princess.
Yes.
She's wearing her crown and her sash even as we speak. We're going to be taking some photos. Well, we will be social distanced. Don't worry about that. The pageant itself this year was different, but there were some similarities to past pageants.
Yes.
Initially, they were hoping that they would be able to have a regular audience. That didn't happen. It was limited to just immediate family. Is that right?
Well, you had each contestant had two people that could come in. Although my mom was only able to come in and a friend because my dad was actually at a baseball tournament with my brother.
Oh my goodness.
So he got a text at the baseball game and started bawling his eyes out. Yeah, and hey. He told me he was in a corner by himself when that happened.
Oh my goodness. The pageant, though, it went fairly well.
Yes.
It was streamed on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Folks were able to watch it virtually.
Mm-hmm.
Was it really weird? I mean, you've done it two times before. What were the differences? What were the similarities? Tell us a little bit about it.
It was a lot different because we didn't get to feel the excitement and the energy that a live audience gives to you.
Right.
But we were just glad that we got to have our parents there. And like backstage was a lot less chaotic than normal. It was very calm. But some good things about the pageant was we had 346 live viewers at one
Wow.
point in the pageant. And currently we have over 2,000 views on the pageant Facebook page.
Well, and that is one of the nice things about doing something like this Mm-hmm. virtually. It's now saved for all of eternity.
Yeah.
People can go back and you'll be able to go back and watch it again and
Yes.
again and again.
Yeah. And we also got to reach a larger audience because we had people from Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia watch the pageant. So I hope that in the future that the live stream does continue to happen because then so many more people will be able to watch the pageant if they can't make it.
I like how you think. This coming fall, which I can't believe is actually right around the corner, school is going to start back up again. But for you, you're taking it to the next level. You're actually going to be starting college.
Yes, I will be going to York College of PA and majoring in nuclear medicine technology.
That sounds very daunting. Why are we pursuing that degree?
Well, over the years, I've had a lot of sports injuries due to dance, so I've had many ankle MRIs and many other, like, x-rays and different things like that. But the first time I had an MRI scan, I think the technician knew I was very, very nervous, so he calmed me down and actually showed me the magnetic field by taking off his badge and letting one half of it go into the machine so I could see the magnetic field. And then afterwards, he showed me the pictures of my ankles and the three different angles that they take the pictures. So
that just, that whets your appetite.
Yes.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. And I sincerely hope that you do extremely well.
Thank you.
I have two final questions for you. The one, having been in the pageant a couple of times, this is obviously something that you enjoy doing. So would you, number one, would you encourage other young ladies to get involved? Let's start with that question.
Okay.
Would you encourage them?
Yes, I would encourage future contestants by telling them all the wonderful experience that this pageant will give to me and has given to me. It has given me the opportunity to feel comfortable speaking publicly and having many interviews. So it is a life skill that I will keep forever, and I'll be able to represent Rain Day Scholarship Inc. and the Greene County area. So I feel that many future contestants should try out for the pageant. You can get scholarship money to use for college, so it is a very wonderful opportunity.
What are you looking forward to the most as Miss Rain Day?
Just going to a bunch of appearances and representing the pageant and Greene County at many events, and I just hope I do really well. Well,
I have no doubt that you will. My last question, it's Rain Day. We're hopeful that it will rain.
Yes.
What time do you think it's going to rain?
I think it'll rain at 12:30 p.m.
Okay. Allison, congratulations. I hope that you enjoy your reign as Miss Rain Day, and I wish you continued success in everything that you attempt.
Thank you.